this is Marie Lundy, your trusted real estate advisor. And so you have gone through all of the contingencies in the home buying process. Your loan has been approved. You have gone through the home inspection, your property appraised for fair market value. And so you are at the point of closing, but there is one last thing to do, and that is the final walkthrough. And so stay tuned to learn more about that process. And so the final walkthrough is your last opportunity to see the property before taking possession and ownership of the property. So it is very important for you as a home buyer to budget enough time to systematically go through the property to make sure that it is in the same condition that the home seller promised that it would be in before closing. So one quick note, this is not a full-on home inspection because you've already done that, but you definitely want to make sure that you take a look at the property very carefully to make sure that there will not be any surprises after closing. So as part of the process, you want to check all of the lights to make sure that they're all functional. You want to flush all toilets, run all faucet, check the plumbing, make sure that there's no leak as you're running the plumbing. You want to walk through the property both on the inside and outside and make sure that the homeowner did not leave any of his or her personal belongings in the property. You also want to check all of the windows and walls to make sure that there were no damages that occurred as a result of the homeowner's move. Also, you want to make sure that you check all of the major systems, right? So run the hot water to make sure that the hot water heater is working. If it's winter time, you want to make sure that the heat is on. If it's summertime, you want to make sure that the AC is working. And you also want to make sure you check the attic and the basement once again to make sure that the homeowner's personal belongings are completely removed from the property. Now, a quick tip is that you want to make sure that you give yourself enough time, I would say a good 30 to an hour, to go through the property and not rush through this process. It is a very important process. And once you leave the property and you go to closing, your attorney is going to ask you if there were any issues with the final walkthrough. And if you're not satisfied with the final walkthrough, if, for example, something was broken or debris were left behind by the homeowner, you want to make sure that you voice that to your attorney, at which point a credit may be asked of the seller to make sure that you're compensated for whatever damages you saw during the final walkthrough. And so I hope you got some value out of this quick lesson. The final walkthrough is critical. Once again, it's your last opportunity, if you have any concerns about the property, to say something to your attorney. So don't make light of this process. Definitely budget enough time to go through this process systematically. And so once again, this is Marie Lundy here to help.